now more than ever, you need a source of news you can trust. And you have such a source in WYPR. Members are our most important source of funding, and we need you now more than ever so we can continue to keep you informed amid the pandemic with honest, accurate journalism. You can make a pledge at WYPR.org. If you're a sustaining member, consider an additional gift or increasing your monthly pledge. We could not be here without you, and we thank you so much.
What you should be doing to prepare for retirement depends largely on how old you are today. As indicated by writer Carrie Hannon, if you are in your 20s or 30s, you may want to read a book on personal finance if you haven't done so yet. You may also want to sketch out your monthly budget, including items like rent, groceries, and loan repayments. Work hard to avoid credit card debt, and if you are positioned to do so, take advantage of your employer's 401k or similar retirement plan. Oh, and remember to diversify your investments, review your credit score, and initiate an emergency fund. If you are in your 40s, build a relationship with a financial advisor if you haven't already done so. Also, make sure to rebalance your retirement account regularly to control risk. If you are in your 50s, there is much to do. Start paying down those debts, including all high interest rate debt. You should also review your Social Security and pension benefit options. You might also be an empty nester by now, so you may want to make the move to a smaller home. Also, be sure to protect the wealth you have generated by having the right types of insurance. Having an estate planner may help greatly. If you are in your 60s or beyond, carefully review your anticipated income from Social Security, pensions, distributions from personal investments, as well as your expenses. Take control of your fixed monthly costs by downsizing as necessary. You may also want to consider working beyond your official retirement age. For WYPR and my esteemed producer Bob White, I'm Anibon Basu.